The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/British Tech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 26th of July, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Now, granted, there's probably not a whole lot of you out there. If you're on Apple Music, chances are you're on an Apple device. There are a few, though, however, that are on Android. So you'll be happy to know that spatial audio and lossless streaming, they're headed your way. Yep, all you gotta do is get your Apple Music updated, and you can start enjoying lossless streaming, or of course, spatial audio, with support for Dolby Atmos. However, though, when it comes to Atmos, you might have to see if your device actually supports it. As of right now, it only seems a handful of Android handsets actually will. As far as the lossless goes, you should be good on pretty much any device. Staying with the theme of Android, talking about your Wear OS device, most are getting ready for Google's Wear OS 3. Unfortunately, with that update coming, a lot of devices of old, yeah, they're gonna get left behind. We've got a few more details coming from Google about Wear OS and its upcoming first major update since 2018, particularly in an announcement where it lays out the requirement for an actual mandatory factory reset for any Wear 4100 device. And you'll have to do that from upgrading OS 2 to version 3, meaning that Wear OS 3 is so different, even your user data can't be ported over. Which it also means a lot of watches won't be able to even handle it. And for the ones out there that get lucky that can actually upgrade it, in some limited cases, as Google puts it, the user experience will be heavily impacted. Just how much, though, that remains to be seen. Now, Google says it won't force the upgrade on 4100 users. It's more of upgrade at your own risk. And finally, for those out there that were looking so forward to having dark mode enabled right out of the box on Windows 11, that's been scratched now. Yes, we all know that Microsoft said that Windows 11 would ship with dark mode activated by default. Yeah, I guess that's not going to be the case anymore. Now, we actually first heard about this from the folks over at Beta News. They actually heard from an actual Microsoft employee that the thing definitely would be shipping with dark mode. And basically, within the day, that statement was actually retracted, with Microsoft basically going on to say that no. We've made no announcement about what the default will be when we ship it. Now, we have heard a little bit of accounts with the ones that are trying out the beta versions right now. Dark mode has its hit and misses. Some things look good, some things not good at all, which is to be expected in beta versions. But it's beginning to look like those hiccups are so many, Microsoft has decided to retract from even possibly even including dark mode at the beginning. Though that is yet to still be verified. We do know at some point, regardless if it's on release day or not, users will be able to choose between light and dark mode, but definitely on the day of release, the light version seems to be the one that everyone will see by default. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, you can get subscribed to the news show over there, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show too. Find us, of course, on our Facebook page at British Tech Network or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come join us at our BTN community today. We'd love to have you over there. So what are you waiting for? Head on over now to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news. That will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much as always for listening.